Do you have a minute?
No, no. Talk to me later. If I get caught loafing on the job, the monk here really gets mad. I don't want to listen to his lectures.
All right. Sorry about that.
Hello and welcome to the Sega Nerdcast 5. I'm Chris, the editor of Sega Nerds, and with me today I have Graham and Nathan. How's it going, fellas?
Hey.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going lovely. Just peachy. First off, I want to issue an apology to all of our listeners. We haven't been around for the last couple weeks, and you might have noticed we haven't actually been around since we said we were going to have to postpone our last Nerdcast because of Typhoon Kong Rai. But in between then and now, we've been doing quite a bit of just tweaking to the Nerdcast, and we're pretty much just flipping it upside down, flipping it on its head. We totally redid the Nerdcast, and I think it's going to be a lot better than what we were doing in the past. I honestly didn't really like the direction we were going with on the Nerdcast. I thought that we were focusing on too much news and other stuff like that. I wanted to kind of bring it down and just be a little bit more conversational and just to be a little bit more laid back and have some more featurey kind of things in there. So in this new Nerdcast, we're going to feature a few new features. One where some people might have already known, is we're going to call it the Flashback. And this is where we play and review a classic game that our readers and our listeners choose via the poll in our sidebar. As you know, we've been doing that in the last couple of weeks, so we're going to talk about that today. We also have our newsstand, and it's going to be similar to what we've been doing in the past with our regular news. But we're going to try to streamline that a bit, too. We're going to try to make it a little bit more quicker. We're going to run through it a little bit more, but we're still going to bring you the same news, and we're just going to try to make it a little bit more relevant. Next up, though, we have what we call the Nerd Wars, and this is basically a controversial topic that we can either pick or it can be user-submitted, but it's just going to be something about Sega, or it could even be just a video game, you know, just general video game stuff, just something controversial just to get us talking and arguing. And lastly, we want to do a nerd bag, and that's basically just user questions or reader questions. They'll submit them to us, and we'll answer those on there. But before we can start doing that, we need some questions. So fellas, send us some questions. We'll tell you how a little bit later on the Nerdcast. But basically, yeah, that's where we're at with the Nerdcast. I think this one's going to be a lot better. What do you guys think?
I'm excited.
Graham, did you fall asleep already, buddy?
Yeah, definitely.
We're out there. Okay. But before we get any further, though, we still have an old staple from the previous Nerdcast, and this is where we talk about how our week has gone. Graham, how about you start us off and tell us some of the things that you've been up to, buddy?
Oh, God, which week? God, it's been so many.
Last month, maybe?
Yeah. In the last, like, week or so, I just haven't really done that much. I've been waiting around trying to do the Nerdcast. I did watch some actually really good DVDs, one of the best martial arts DVDs ever. Hell yeah.
Bloodsport?
No. No, God.
Kickboxer.
No.
Enter the Dragon.
God, no.
What?
No. Okay, you're never going to get it. It's called Wheels on Meals.
What?
Wheels on Meals. It's a Jackie Chan film. It's a really old Jackie Chan.
That's what I was going to say.
Fantastic.
That's what I was going to say. Graham is actually gay for Jackie Chan, if you guys didn't know.
Hell yeah. Damn right. He's one man I'd go that way for.
Okay.
Definitely.
So what would make this the best martial arts movie ever?
Oh, God. It's got like car chases, it's got prostitutes, it's got selling
check,
food,
check.
It's got skateboard, it's got Jackie Chan, it's got a couple of other really good martial artists, it's got a castle in it, it's got like heroes rescuing maidens.
Nuns?
There are nuns in it, yes.
Oh my goodness. Where have I been? My goodness.
It's such a good film. Oh.
Really?
Is it subtitles?
It is. You can get the dub version as well, but the subtitled version is the best one, I say.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, it's so good. Wheels on Meals, people. Wheels on Meals.
Does it have a better final fight than Who Am I?
Actually, yeah, it does. It's actually rated the best martial arts fight ever.
Are you serious?
So,
yeah. who rates this now? Is this like Graham's book of ridiculous ratings?
There is actually an official martial arts magazine which does all these reviews of all the movies and stuff, and actually rated it as the best martial arts fight ever at the end.
Okay, well, we're just going to have to take your word on it. We'll have to take your word on it. One question I did want to ask is, have you been fired yet?
Oh, no, not yet.
it seems like you're on a constant seesaw with your job. One week, you're hitting an all-time high, and the next week you're close to being axed or terminated. So what's going on?
I may have more news for you next week. It's just that there was a manager's meeting a couple of days ago or something, and we haven't been told what's happened in it, but apparently it's some big stuff that they got to tell people.
You're going to get canned.
Yeah, before we'd be fired. I don't know yet. I'll find out.
Maybe the bank's been robbed again, and they just don't want to tell everyone yet. Yeah. Okay, what else? Watched any other movies?
I watched 300 at the cinema.
Ooh. Yeah. What'd you think? Awesome. Awesome movie,
I thought it was brilliant. Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
Yeah? It was just all action, and I loved every bit of it.
Oh, yeah. And the naked men, you know?
Oh, my favorite part, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's one thing I don't get. I don't know if they decided to throw that in for maybe the one or two females who might be in the audience watching it. But, I mean, 300 is definitely a guy's movie, so why would you put something like that in there? I don't get that.
It just shows off the manliness.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It takes balls to run around in just a leather loincloth and kill people.
Actually, in the original comic, I think they were all just pretty much naked aside from the cage.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I haven't read the comic, though. I really want to, though.
Yeah, I didn't know it existed, so.
Okay, one thing I want to ask, though. Who would win in a fight? King Leonidas or Achilles?
Achilles he's got the advantage of being, invulnerable aside from his dumb heel.
Yeah. No, this is the Achilles from Troy now. So this is the Brad Pitt version of Achilles.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to say Achilles, really.
You think Achilles? What do you say, Nathan?
Yeah. I don't like Brad Pitt.
Oh. So you're going with Leonidas for the sole reason that you don't like Brad Pitt.
You want to give isn't that a good enough reason?
Apparently so. I would have to say Leonidas, just because he has a beard. it's pretty awesome.
Can Brad Pitt even grow facial hair?
I don't know.
He doesn't need to. He's so good looking. Damn right.
Damn, yeah. Graham.
he's
still coming out today.
Oh, yeah, I know. Jeez, we're just pouring it on, Graham. Actually, what we decided is we're branching out. We want to get we're going after just different kinds of people. We're trying to open up to the gay community now.
Oh yeah.
So we want the gay gamers or the gamers to to the Nerdcast. So that's what we're going for this week. And Graham, you're going to be our official gay gay nerd.
That's right. And I may give out my number at the end of the show, so listen up here.
Take some pictures of him and put him up as pinups on our site.
Traffic. Yeah. Maybe we'll have some in the show notes. Moving on. Nathan, what have you been up to, man?
Just been busy with school still. I had two tests last week, and a lot of assignments all the time, but it's pretty cool because actually I'm already done with one of my classes, even though we've got three more weeks of school left.
Oh yeah.
Because we get to drop one test and one assignment, and we only have one test and one assignment left, and I've already got an A average on everything else.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I'm done with that good class. I don't have to go for the rest of the semester.
Wow. Damn.
But you will anyway, though, right? Just to learn.
Yeah.
Smart idea. Anything else going on?
That's about it. I try and play games when I have time, and I try to sleep when I have time, except Chris is always waking us up to record stuff.
Hey, I'm yeah, I have to crack the whip. You guys you'll sleep too much.
too much.
Speaking of school, though, I did. This is something I haven't. I don't think I told either of you two about this. I started taking a class this semester, and it was actually in preparation for the Tokyo Game Show this coming up year that we all plan to go to. It was Japanese 111.
I'm taking Japanese.
Really? Well, it's kind of short-lived. I went to one class and I dropped it.
Oh, come on.
It was terrible. I realized first 10 minutes, I think, that there's no way I'll ever be able to learn or understand Japanese. So I was like, there's no reason for me even being here. I'm never going to get it.
See, I'm the opposite. I tried to get into a class, and they said they fill up, and most of the one who actually works in the class, she's one of the teachers, and she's like, it's not fill up, and like basically the bitch is a receptionist and wouldn't let me in. For some reason, I don't know why, they're like, yeah, it's fill up. Like, okay, but it wasn't. I couldn't get into class, which is quite annoying. So I failed.
Well, Graham, that's because that was an all-black school. They don't accept white people there.
God damn it.
She just didn't want to tell you.
A KKK outfit that day as well.
I did learn one thing, though. I learned one thing in my class, and this is pretty much it. This is all I know. Watashi wa Chris des. And there you go right there. Nathan, you know what I said?
Yes.
What did I say?
Chris.
That's right. I know that stuff. I can speak Japanese.
At least now you can introduce yourself to people when you go there.
Yeah, and Nathan, you're actually, you're like Japanese or Chinese or Taiwanese too, right? One of those?
I'm half Chinese and half Korean. Japanese.
Do you call them Chireans?
I don't know what you call them. I don't think there's a word for it.
How many languages can you speak then?
Only English.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm awesome.
So, are you kind of like a, does the rest of your family look down on you because you can't speak any Chinese or Korean?
My brother and sister can't either.
That makes it a little bit better.
Yep, I guess so.
Okay. Okay, I think we ran this puppy to bed. Graham, how about you take it away, buddy?
Okay.
That means go on to the next section, damn it.
Yeah. Okay, not what I was thinking then. Jesus.
Wow.
So we're going on to the newsstand, yeah?
That's right.
Okay, yeah. The newsstand. First off, we're going to run through what we missed out in the last couple of weeks. It's going to be a very quick, just run through the headlines. This is basically what we were sort of planning, but obviously we didn't do any of the recordings, though. Okay, things that were announced were Knights 2 has been officially announced. I know we brought out quickly on the last one, but it was officially announced. And then they got Sonic and Mario teaming up for the first time, and Sega and Nintendo are going to release the Olympic Games. Sega put on the internet a viral video, and had people talking about it a bit, and we think we uncovered what it could be. Then we've got the Sega have officially announced that they're stopping repairs for the Sega Dreamcast and the Saturn later this year. So for people who want to get a Dreamcast repair, they get them in now.
I guarantee you, after reading that, some gamer out there cried. Guaranteed. There's a Sega nerd who cried.
It was me. Yeah.
At least you're honest about it.
Sega did really well with their PlayStation 3 sales in the opening week in Europe. They actually became the best-selling third-party publisher out of all the PlayStation 3 developers right now.
True that.
Fantasy Star Online for the Dreamcast was actually taken offline, but then it went back on the line again, and now it's back offline. It had a bit of a weird thing going on there. GameTap, the PC download service where you can download random games from different consoles and PC games, is now supplying Sega Saturn games, and they started off with Bug, and now they're slowly updating their Saturn range. Sega announced a new game for the DS, which is Touch Darts, which looks a bit okay. And Sega also...
it looks like a cell phone game to me.
Yeah, it doesn't look that amazing, to be honest.
It's terrible.
I'm not sure why they've been bothering with it. And they've also officially announced the Medieval 2 expansion pack, and they've released videos and screenshots for that. So that's pretty much the main headlines from the last like, couple of weeks we've had.
Yes.
So
and you can actually, in the new Medieval expansion, you can be the Aztecs, and those are my ancestors.
Yeah, they do.
It's true. It's true, you little bastards.
Yeah,
those
sure.
Those are my people.
Whatever. We believe you.
If you can be Chinese and Korean, then I can be Aztec, damn it.
My dad is Chinese and my mom is Korean, so...
Okay, so why can't I be... I'm Mexican. I've definitely, you know, some of the Southern and Central American tribal people have, were ancestors to the Mexican.
Are you sure it's Aztec, though?
My mom told me. She doesn't lie.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Are you saying my mom's lying?
Well, she told you she loved you, didn't she?
Oh, that's probably the meanest thing ever anyone's ever said to me.
Too far, man. Too far.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Pick it up.
Okay.
We're just going all out. We're going into each other this week.
Okay.
Graham, you got to keep us online. This is your section.
Whoa. Oh,
yeah.
Jesus
keep
Christ.
It moving.
Okay. All right. Okay, you two, shut up. Good.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll move on to the actual week's news that we've had this week.
All right.
Great. Woo! Get into the real stuff. We can actually talk about this now.
Yeah.
Okay. Sega have officially trademarked Sonic Rush Adventure. Now, there's not actually much known about this right now. They've literally just trademarked the name, and people have been speculating what it could be. It's not been confirmed for the DS or any other console, but people are sort of thinking, hey, it could be on the DS ever since it's another Rush game. But are they trying to combine it with, are they trying to combine Sonic Rush and Sonic Adventure together, or is it going to be a completely whole new, whole new game? And, also, will it work if they do try to do that? Like, maybe make a 3D Sonic game on the DS, will that work?
Yeah. Well, I want to say one thing, because I can understand the reasoning behind thinking it's automatically going to be on the DS since it's a Sonic Rush game. My thinking, why couldn't it be on the Dreamcast then, if it's a Sonic Adventure game?
Ooh.
Right?
Infallible why couldn't logic.
It? It's just the next logical step, right? It could be on the Dreamcast. Just kidding. Have you guys even played Sonic Rush? I don't have a DS.
I've beat it, yeah.
Was it pretty good?
Yeah, what? You don't have a DS? Hold on.
Yeah.
No, I don't have a DS.
You don't have a DS?
I don't have a DS. I'm sorry.
Dude.
I don't. I'm a PSP guy. I used to be a PSP fanboy. I can't have a DS.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
you used to play
PSP
Mario Kart
too.
On the DS. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
You can have both. Go
Not,
both ways.
When I worked at PSPFanboy.com, they wouldn't allow us to have a Nintendo DS.
Are you lying?
I think he is.
That's how joystick works. They if you're on Xbox fanboy, you can't have a Wii or a PS3.
I think you're lying. I don't believe this.
I'm just kidding. But no, I don't know. I think this is
a hole.
I don't want to go too much into this. It might rile some people up.
Yeah.
Remember the last time? I said something negative about a Nintendo game, which is Alien Syndrome. Do you remember what happened? They almost crashed our website. They're upset.
That's good, actually. We should do that more often.
Yeah. Just rile up the Nintendo fanboys?
Hey, we get more traffic, right?
That's probably true. I want to ask, though, okay, you guys have played Sonic Rush, and Nathan, you beat it. How do you think they could implement the adventure part into this? What do you think they can do?
I don't know. I don't know really. Honestly.
And do you think the DS is even powerful enough to have the adventure? It has the rush, but can it have the adventure?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Like, I don't know. The DS can do some pretty impressive things. Like, if you looked at the Dragon Quest games, like Dragon Quest IX or whatever, I think graphically it looks really good. Like 3D and stuff, but I don't know if that's necessary. I really hope they don't try to do a 3D game on the DS, honestly, because They haven't been able to get a 3D Sonic game right in a while, anyways, on more powerful systems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Maybe that could be to advantage. Rather than trying to focus completely on graphics, like they have been trying to do, they could try and actually focus on gameplay for a change.
Yeah, but...
Just throwing that out there.
On a handheld with digital-only inputs? I don't think that would work too well.
The thing is, Mario 64 worked really well on the DS. I mean, that game looks brilliant and plays really well as well.
It was a cheap port, and
It's not a direct port. It changed loads of the actually changed quite a lot of graphics and stuff.
Yeah, I know that, but still, I don't think it worked that well. The controls weren't as good because you had to have a run button if you were using the D-pad, or you could use the touchscreen, which was absolutely terrible.
But the way the actual game, if you could put the controls aside, the way the game like ran and played itself, like it's all smooth. It's all looked really good, didn't it?
Yeah, but so the controls
in,
are
in,
the
in theory,
biggest
it could
issue.
Work, let's get the controls right.
Well,
yeah, but if you could get the controls right, then you know.
I don't think.
Maybe I'm just saying maybe it's possible.
Yeah, I hope they don't do that.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah. Okay. So possibly, right? So, do you think this game will be decent? You know, does it have the potential to be a pretty good game? Sonic Rush, pretty much, throughout the gaming industry was praised for a return to, the good old days of the Sonic.
Think franchise. Sonic Rush was pretty overrated. I don't think it was as good as everybody said it was.
Okay, fair enough. Graham, what do you think?
I didn't think it was as good as like the Mega Drive titles, but I thought it was a damn good game.
Genesis, right?
Mega Drive. It was recent in Japan as the Mega Drive. It's a Mega Drive in Europe. It's a Mega Drive, damn it.
Okay, wait. Who's the only world superpower up today? Everyone else follows.
Ouch.
Let me just. Yeah. Okay. Sonic Adventure. Sonic Rush Adventure. We got that, Graham. What is next?
Okay, rumorreporter.com has announced that there could be a possible new game coming out on the Nintendo Wii, which is a revival of an old, retro Sega title, but it's a beats game, like a rhythm game, and the speculation has come up that it could possibly be either Samba de Amigo or Space Channel 5.
Yep.
And so far it hasn't been officially confirmed, as far as I'm aware. But I'm leaning towards more Samba de Amigo. I think that would work really well on the Wii. And what do you guys think?
I think that it actually won't work very well on the Wii, because the Wii controller actually, it can't tell at what height it's being held unless you're pointing it directly at the screen. So you can't hold the nunchuck you can't hold the remote and the nunchuck like maracas, because it won't have any idea at what height you're holding it at. So it won't work with the original concept unless they, make some sort of peripheral,
That's
the maraca peripheral to make it work, or change the concept of the game somehow. So,
kind of disagree on
that.
That's
a good point.
Well, this is just a technical issue. This is not my opinion.
Technically, I disagree.
You can't disagree on this. I'm right.
If you play, the golf games and stuff, you have to hold it to the side, and, it can judge when it's tilting and stuff. So I think it can actually judge roughly when it is being held in the air and stuff.
No, but it doesn't know what height you're holding it, if you're holding it, vertically.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
I don't know. I still think it could possibly work.
Well, I think it could work, but they'd need to release something else on it, peripheral or something.
It's not that hard.
That would also be the same problem with the original. The maracas were really expensive. So if they made something else, it would be that expensive again.
That's true.
Well, Guitar Hero 2's done really well and stuff. And Guitar Hero 1, that's come with a fully big guitar, hasn't it? So I think
playing guitar in a rock band has more mass appeal than shaking maracas as a poor person.
Those crazy Mexicans, they like to shake their maracas around.
We do like the fiestas.
Yeah.
another game, though, they mentioned, though, was it could be Space Channel 5. Now, Nathan, You said you didn't think it would work in Samba de Amigo, but do you think it could possibly work in Space Channel 5?
Yeah, I think Space Channel 5 is the concept is much more simpler. It's basically like Simon, that old game where lights would come up and you press them in sequence.
Yeah.
So yeah, all you need is buttons and a D-pad. So yeah, obviously Space Channel 5 could work on any platform really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you think that at least for the Wii, Space Channel 5 would work better than Samba de Amigo?
I think Samba de Amigo need as a concept, it needs the maracas to work. So if they made Samba de Amigo for any platform, they would need to release like the maracas peripheral.
Okay, I buy that. Yeah, fair enough. Okay, now this is the last bit of news though. I want to talk about IGN released a new Crazy Taxi video, and it's basically just a montage of a bunch of just different gameplay clips. And I don't know about you guys, I don't know if you got a chance to look at it, but it looked a lot better. It seemed like it ran a lot smoother and faster. Did you guys notice that?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't watch it.
All right, you're going to have to sit on the bench on this one, Nathan.
No. I like complaining about things I don't know anything about.
Exactly. At least it works out for Graham pretty well. I'm kidding. But Graham, what did you think about it, though?
Yeah, I thought, compared to the last video, it was a lot better. Personally, the music they use in the video, do you know if that's going to be the music in the game?
Well, if you actually read the article on Sega Nerds, you would know this, but since you obviously didn't,
go ahead.
Well, there's a new feature that's been announced for it. You're actually going to be able to upload music from your memory stick into the game and play it while you're playing.
Custom soundtracks? Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Custom soundtracks. So basically, if you want, you can get the original Crazy Taxi and Crazy Taxi 2 soundtracks in Crazy Taxi Fair Wars on the PSP.
Yeah, just dump all that old Offspring and Bad Religion. There you go.
There you go, and you got it right there. Now, this is something that obviously could have worked before. Why is it just taking... I don't think there's been any other games that's really made use of this. Maybe there is, but why hasn't this been on such a larger scale? And why hasn't Sony hyped this up at all?
Well, the Xbox 360 has that feature built into the system itself.
Right.
You can do it with any game.
Right. I'm just saying for a handheld and on the PSP, it's kind of a new thing.
Yeah, I don't know. They should make a bigger deal of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's awesome. I mean, if they implemented this in every game, I think that'd be a big selling point.
Yeah, especially since Sony's been marketing the PSP as a more like multimedia capable, whatever tech toy.
Exactly. And you know what's even better? Think about this: Crazy Taxi Fair Wars, playing it while listening to the Sega Nerdcast. Now, how it can't get any better than that, right? Can't get any better.
That'd be bizarre. You should try it.
It would be awesome. Also, though, there's going to be 30 different mini games that's going to be implemented into the game too, and these are supposedly all mini games that should help you out and help you become a better taxi driver. So I don't think there's been too many details on as to what those mini games are going to be. But
didn't they have some of those in like Crazy Taxi 2 or something?
I don't know.
They might just be rehashes.
Is that right? I didn't know that those mini games.
They've had them in mini games in all of the games.
Yeah, that's right. So
there was mini games in all the games, but these 30 new mini games, we don't know if they're going to be new or not. So that's coming from Chris and not Nathan or Graham.
Yeah, the thing about the music that annoys me is that I think it's a poor excuse to put bad music in a game if you just say, oh, you can put in some custom soundtracks.
What is the music in that video?
Almost sounds like some Offspring to me, but it's like seems like it's customly done. Listen to the video again or watch the video again. But there's no audio, there's no lyrics or anything to it. It's just music, I believe.
Hmm. Maybe they're just doing their own in-house music, so they don't have to pay licensing fees again.
That's what I was gonna say. That's exactly what I was going to say. If you can do this, if you can upload your own music to it, why should they have to go spend all that extra money on, you know, buying license fees and stuff? Because basically, it's a new game. If they wanted Offspring in it, they're going to have to pay an entirely different. They're going to have to buy a new license for each, you know, song or whatever the soundtracks are going to be. Just because they bought them previously on Crazy Taxi,
yeah,
doesn't mean that they can continue to use it. Crazy Taxi Fare Wars is an entirely new game, and they'd have to repurchase the license for these all the songs.
Is it a new game? I thought the levels were exactly the same as the Dreamcast.
It doesn't matter. Crazy Taxi Fare Wars is a new game. It's not Crazy
Taxi.
It's
no excuse to have bad music in a game, because I thought that music was sucked, firstly. And on the previous video, you know, they had proper in-game music, and that music was just dreadful. It's made the game really bad, I thought. It took away the snap, the craziness, you know?
Yeah, it's not so crazy anymore. Maybe we should call it Lazy Taxi Fare Wars. Woohoo! Snap! Got him!
Man, you're on a roll today.
Yeah. We're in rare form right now. Okay, the new stand is now closed. Nathan, it's your turn.
All right. So we're going to go on to the flashback now. And the game that was voted by our readers this week is Shenmue. I guess if you don't know anything about Shenmue, it was produced and directed by Yu Suzuki of AM2 fame. They're the guys that did Virtua Fighter. And a lot of the Virtua series for Sega. They're mostly an arcade unit, I guess. But they made Shenmue, which he created a new genre title called FREE, which stands for Full Reactive Eyes Entertainment.
Yes.
It's basically because Shenmue was like one of the most ambitious games ever at the time. And he was going for like this crazy level of interactivity and freedom and realism. Like, there's all these different people that walk around, they all have their different lives and schedules and all that, so... And it told the story of Ryo Hazuki, whose father is killed at the beginning of the game, and he's just out for revenge, so... That's Shenmue. I guess... Well, what did you guys think of this game?
I'll let you go first. Okay, I'll talk about it.
Right.
I remember, though, Shenmue was kind of special to me because it was the first video game that my wife bought for me. She got it for me for Christmas. She was so nice. Yeah, it was pretty sweet. But I just remember playing the game the first time around and just being blown away by the level of realism and just how successfully Sega was at creating a living, breathing world within a video game. And it was just... It was incredible to see. Like you said, I mean... All the people had their own things that they went about doing throughout the day, and you just kind of, you know, you were one person within that world. You didn't feel like the world was, you know, that you were, I guess, the main piece of that world, like you see in so many games today, that you're constantly, you know, affecting everything else. I mean, you're just one person in this world, and, you know, and I think that, to me at least, was where, you know, I guess the attraction of Shenmue and too, and I really fell in love with it. It wasn't so much of, you know, of the gameplay, I don't think, because, I mean, I think a lot of the gameplay isn't very, you know, innovative, or I don't think they did too much to innovate on the actual gameplay and, you know, the fighting systems and all that. I think it was more of just the fact that they were able to create something that no one else had been able to, you know, create on that scale up to that time. So
yeah, definitely. How about you, Graham?
Well, I can't really add much to more to that.
Woo!
Yeah, good work.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have to say much. Great, I like it.
All right.
Yeah, I can't really add anything more to that. That's basically how I felt when I first played the game.
All right, yeah. So Shenmue has a really huge, sometimes fanatical fan base. But unfortunately, we only got one sequel, Shenmue 2, and the series was never finished because I guess the games didn't sell well enough, so we were left hanging. Do you think Sega and Yu Suzuki are ever going to get a chance to finish the series and finish telling the story and tell us if Ryo Hazuki gets to get his revenge or not?
Yeah. Graham, I'll let you take this one.
I'd like to think they will, eventually. I reckon... that they may do it, like, if I think if they do it, if we can do it at the end, like, towards the end of this generation, I reckon. Maybe. That's what
maybe.
They think they'll do.
What
maybe,
do you think the ideal platform maybe, would be if they made a Shenmue 3?
Xbox 360, I'd say.
Yeah.
They could add good online elements to it and stuff, and it's got a, if the system's got a good power behind it, so I think that would be a good way to go.
I was going to say, they probably have to
redo the whole engine, though, because when you do play it back again on the Dreamcast, you can tell the whole system's like dated quite badly now.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. I was going to ask that. What do you guys think that Sega would have to do to bring the franchise into today's, gaming market? I mean, obviously, like what you said, Graham, Shenmue is pretty outdated by today's standards. The whole engine, everything about it, it just, they'd have to do a lot to bring it into such a competing market, and I think they'd have to do quite a bit of work to it. What do you guys think that Sega would have to do to make it competitive?
I personally reckon they'd have to make a game like Oblivion, have it like third person and like no swords and stuff, basically like that. Basically, have a big world you can explore completely freely and like go anywhere, go into different towns and stuff, like a big open world like that. I reckon that's the next step they'd have to take it on. Just
also,
like
no cave trolls then.
I can throw in a couple, but might ruin it.
I think they did a good job with that, like not multiple towns and all that, but the level of immersion for the limited area that you were given. I don't know if there's anything Sega can do to actually make this game appeal to a wider market, because Yu Suzuki had a very distinct vision for what he wanted for this game series, and I think he accomplished that really, really well in the two games he had. But I just think that it wasn't the thing that set the market on fire, which is unfortunate. But it had a very distinct style of gameplay. You could do anything, open any drawer, you know, pick up any item, interact with all this worthless stuff that doesn't affect the game. and the fighting was based off of the Virtua Fighter engine, and you know, you could train, practice, and all that. And I think that Shenmue 2 addressed a lot of the issues that people had with Shenmue 1 that made the game too tedious.
And yes.
So I guess more streamlining and all that, but yeah, unfortunately just Shenmue 2 didn't sell well. I mean, we only got it on the Xbox here in the US.
I got it on the Dreamcast.
You bastard.
I was going to say that what Nathan just said was spot on about how Shenmue 2 actually made the series a lot better, I thought. Because from me playing for Shenmue 1, it's like lots of times just going, oh my god, I've got to wait and stuff. But on Shenmue 2, you could, like, if you had to wait for something, you could just press a button and you'd be like, I'll wait here for like 10 hours, whatever it's meant to be.
Yeah.
And it could automatically follow people if you need to. And just everything in Shenmue 2, I thought, was a lot better. Like, the locations looked a lot better. They seemed to be more busy, I thought. Like, bigger open spaces and more people walking around compared to Shenmue 1, which just had that small little area of the town.
Yeah, Shenmue 2 added those, like, features. It kind of broke the level of realism, I guess, immersion, but did make the game better, in my opinion.
Yeah, and it's something more fun. I think Shenmue 2 as well. I thought.
I think Sega has to do one thing for the next Shenmue to make it successful.
What's that?
Used panty vending machines, and that's it. That's all they got to do.
He's not even in Japan anymore.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Dude, it took place in the 80s. How do you even know that they had that back then?
Well, Shenmue 2
is Japan, man. Of course they have it.
He's in Hong Kong at the end of... Yeah, it doesn't even take place in Japan anymore.
It doesn't matter. I'm sure the people in Hong Kong are equally strange.
You're messed up.
Okay, that was a flashback.
Oh, how far did you guys get, though? We had the 10-hour limit, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, we did.
That's
right. I didn't finish the entire 10-hour limit, just because there was so much other stuff going on that week. But I got to the point where I was trying to figure out how to get to the harbor. So I was still on the first disc. What about you?
I got onto the third disc. I'm just about to meet the Mad Angels, basically. which has impressed me quite a lot. Because when I first played the game, it took me ages to get onto the third disc, and I got onto the third disc within about 6 hours.
Wow,
that's so bad. Show off.
Not too good.
Fly past the second disc. It's crazy.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, but, it's time for okay.
Oops. Oh well, I haven't really been playing it actually. My brother is a huge Shenmue nut, so he's been playing it.
He's been playing it for Nathan.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess he might be around where you are, maybe a little further. I don't know. Yeah, he's like, I don't think he's the biggest Shenmue fan, I guess, or nerd I've seen anywhere. He's got this huge collection of Shenmue merchandise at home.
Does he have a Shenmue tattoo?
No, he doesn't.
I'm sure there's someone out there who has a Shenmue tattoo.
Oh, yeah,
guaranteed.
A sad, now, though, lonely individual. Yeah.
Okay, that was the flashback, and now we're back into reality. Next up is the Nerd Wars. And this week, topic at hand is, which system had better graphics, the Dreamcast or the PS2? Graham, I'm going to let you take this, and you cast the first vote. What do you think?
I think it's so hard to tell, personally. God. Well, because for the Dreamcast Live, I thought it had really good graphics compared to the PlayStation 2, but obviously the PlayStation 2's had longer to be around and developers get used to the system more, so then right now, PlayStation 2's would kick its ass, basically.
Well, okay, let me rephrase this. Which system was more powerful? What system had better capabilities? Of course, now that developers have been, making games on the PS2, they've been able to refine, the graphics a bit, and you compare something, that's released now, compared to when it was first released on the PS2, there's just a load of difference. What system had better potential to become a better graphical system? That's what I'm asking you.
I'd say the PlayStation 2, then.
You think so?
Yeah. If you don't even phrase it like that.
That's a question. Yeah. It's obvious. The PlayStation 2 had over a year on the Dreamcast. So obviously it would be a lot more powerful.
Yeah. That's true. But the thing is, though, there's a lot of gamers out there who think that the Dreamcast is the more powerful system. And they'll spout, all kinds of technical jargon at you.
I guess in some aspects you could say so. Like, the Dreamcast had better video RAM and,
Did you do better anti-aliasing?
Yeah, it was better at anti-aliasing and stuff. But, as a whole, the PlayStation 2 has obviously had much more time and it's aged better. And, there's no question about it.
If you were to ask me, which one had the better looking games at the time, I would go for the Dreamcast, although the PlayStation 2 had more potential to become a better system.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that too. I think you just have to look at what games are being released now on the PS2. I don't think that the Dreamcast could have ever ran God of War, it's just such an amazing game. But the thing is, though, that people do need to keep in mind is that Sega, if it had continued supporting the Dreamcast throughout its entire life cycle, up until now, they actually had plans to upgrade the system. If you can find some of the old official Dreamcast magazines, they talk about it really in depth in there. And Sega did have plans to release upgrades to the Dreamcast to make it more powerful. I don't know, the specifics on that. But, who knows what would have been able to, happen had the Dreamcast stayed alive longer.
Well,
I
don't think that matters because, obviously we know how well add-ons to systems have panned out historically. And
you're saying the 32X wasn't awesome?
I have one, but yeah, it didn't help the Genesis.
Yeah, it's quite sad.
Sega CD? No?
No.
Okay, enough.
Well, I think, you kind of brought up an interesting point that, if the Dreamcast had been around for longer and Sega had more time to work on it. I mean, the Dreamcast has some amazing looking games still, that hold up really well, even by today's standards, like the original Jet Grind Radio or Shenmue
Nightmare 2, Creatures.
What?
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, definitely. Keep going.
We might have seen some like crazy stuff eventually, but because I mean, like, there's some games that already looked amazing even then,
yeah.
And yeah, you know, I think it's sad that we didn't get to see the festival potential.
Yeah. Also, if you look at the games that released on both the Dreamcast and the PlayStation 2, quite often you'd find the Dreamcast version is actually better. And that's not just like me talking like a Dreamcast fan. There's actually like the reviewers and stuff who reviewed both PlayStation 2 and Dreamcast games say that the Dreamcast games were often better.
Yeah, like, an example is Dead or Alive 2.
Yeah. And Le Mans 24 Hours, Evil Twin, Echo the Dolphin, Crazy Taxi, when they were all put onto the PlayStation 2, that quite often most reviewers actually said the Dreamcast version was better.
Yeah.
Like, even graphically, Quake 3 and stuff, they said graphically Quake 3 was better on the Dreamcast.
Let me ask you guys this. What was the best game graphically on the Dreamcast?
Oh my god.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Okay.
I might have to go for Echo the Dolphin.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think maybe Soul Calibur. It was amazing. It was a launch title, but I mean, if you go back and look at it, and it, you know, I think it might not hold up. You know, of course, it can't hold up to today's games, but on the PS2 and Xbox, I think it would still hold up pretty well.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna have to go with Jet Grind Radio, like stylistically and I guess technically even, because it invented the whole cel-shaded graphics technique become so ridiculously popular now after that.
Yeah.
That's true. And actually, I heard, and I there's no way I'm going to remember who said this, but I think it might have been one of the developers on Jet Grind Radio said that it was not going to be... there's no way it could be playable on the PS2
or something. Yeah, because it didn't have enough video RAM or something to handle all the textures.
Ah, see.
Oh,
so,
really? Ah.
Yeah. So that's a little bit more fire for those gamers out there who may have a Dreamcast.
Hear something similar about Shenmue. I remember them talking about it going on to PlayStation 2, but Sega officially announced, or apparently they officially announced that they physically can't put it on the PlayStation 2, won't be able to handle it, which is what they put on the Xbox. Well, that's one of the
PS2
the Xbox,
didn't have enough blast processing. That's why.
Alright, okay.
Okay, I think we're done with that though.
Yeah,
This week we didn't have the type of nerd war that I was thinking we may have, but that's okay. I think it's going to be up to our readers though. I want you guys, our listeners, I want you guys to come up and think of some good questions that we can debate on the Nerdcast. Think of some good stuff, send it in to us, and we'll talk about it. Next up, though, I want to know what we've been playing this week. And Nathan, we'll start with you, buddy. What have you been playing this week?
Well, I've been busy with school and all that, so pretty much all I've been playing is Puzzle Quest on the PSP, like, whenever I have time. It's nice to have a portable game, and Puzzle Quest is actually pretty good. It's basically just Bejeweled, I guess, with RPG elements, and it's a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Really? I have never even heard of it.
Okay, yeah.
I've seen it in the shops. I didn't know what to make of it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's better if you have somebody that you can play against. So yeah, one of my friends has it, and we've tried multiplayer out, and it's pretty fun.
So what do you have to do in it?
It's like Bejeweled. Have you ever played that?
I think I've played it on like a flash player on the PC or something.
Yeah, that's what it is. So you just flip pieces and match up three pieces of the same color, right? And so in this one, they have four different colored gems, which are mana, which you can collect to cast spells. Then there's skulls. If you match them up, you deal damage. And there's money and experience.
Well, so these like spells, do you use them when you're doing the bejeweled part of the game? Is it another part of the game?
No, it's the same part. Like, when it's your turn, you take turns, you and your opponent take turns playing on the same board. So yeah, you have to take stuff that your opponent needs before he can get to it and stuff like that.
Alright, okay, that sounds really crazy.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Okay.
Okay, Graham, what have you been playing, buddy?
Oh, I've been playing loads of stuff.
Alright, how about you pick three?
Three? Oh no, I can't pick three. That's crazy.
You have like 7 games on here.
Yeah. I'll run through them really quickly. How's that?
Okay. All right.
Okay, I've been playing a lot on Phoenix Wright. I still haven't completed it.
No?
I'm actually on the last case. I'm thinking about halfway through the last case, which is a really good case, because as far as I'm aware, it's a DS-only case. Because originally the game was released on the Game Boy Advance in Japan. And they released on the DS, actually, they added an extra mission to it, which is really good. And yeah, I sort of know what's going on. It's a really confusing case, actually, but I love the game. It's really good fun. It's one of the best DS games I think I've played, actually. So
yeah, I actually did play it when I actually did own a DS while I was in Iraq, and I played Phoenix Wright quite a bit out there. It was fun. I liked it.
Yeah.
So what else have you been up to?
Okay, another game I've actually been playing a lot on is Worms 3D on the GameCube.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I managed to pick it up for really cheap the other day, like just like ask you to get one free sort of deal. And I'm actually really impressed by it. When I looked at it and stuff, I thought, oh, it looks a bit awkward and stuff, but I've been playing it a lot and I've been enjoying it a lot.
Did you ever play the original Worms?
Yeah, I played about 3 or 4 different versions of Worms, and the only one I ever enjoyed was Worms 1. And I didn't like Worms 2 or Worms Armageddon that much or anything.
Well, you didn't like Armageddon. Huh.
No, I don't know what it was. Didn't like that game at all.
Like generally the one that people say is the best in the series, right?
Yeah, the people are stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've actually been enjoying Worms 3D a lot. I mean, the missions I'm really enjoying. I've been playing the mission mainly, which you do all these different things. Like some of the things are a bit gay. Like you got to blow up graves and find treasure, which is a bit boring. But some of them have been really good fun. Like you got to try and stop some guys chucking sheep into an icy pool by freezing the pool over. But they keep going by a plane and dropping sheep into this pool. You got to stop them. I thought it was quite good fun. Moving on. Also, I bought Speedball 2 for the Mega Drive.
Now, what is that? I don't.
You don't know what Speedball 2 is?
I have never played it. I'm sorry.
Do you know what Speedball 2 is, Nathan?
Actually, no, sorry.
Oh my god. Ah. Okay, have you ever seen a movie called Rollerball?
I know of it.
They had one like in the 70s. They also released one in like 2000. Yeah. 2000. Sort of
is it like? Is it about? Is it like roller derby, with like fat like hairy women?
I have no idea what that is.
What? Are you talking about porn again?
Oh wait.
God damn it.
No. Okay. What's it about?
Okay. Have you played a game called Death Row on the Xbox?
I know of it. I never played it. I heard some great things though.
Speedball 2 is basically like a really early version of Death Row in a way. It's a really badass futuristic game. You're in these metal arenas, and you've got this ball, and basically the idea is to like run and throw the ball in the opponent's. But while you're doing that, you can beat the shit out of all the other opponents. You can like throw the ball in their face and stuff like that. And it's a top-down 2D game for Speedball 2 is, so it's quite old and quite basic now, but it's so much fun. Like you sort of. Like any other sports game, you like throw and pass your players, and you can pick up extra points. You can pick up like speed boosts and stuff, and you can make the ball really hot. So when you throw it at your opponent, it goes straight through them, and then your opponents get knocked down.
Hmm.
And you can beat them up so much that the other opponents actually die on the pitch, which is always good fun. So you can actually kill their goalie, and if they run out of substitutes, then they've got less players on the pitch. And in a way, that's a bit like what Death Row is on the Xbox, apart from on the Xbox game, they've got a sort of frisbee type thing, like a big round disc thing that they throw at people instead of a ball. But Speedball 2 is basically what Death Row is, but on the Mega Drive. And it's also on the PC, and it's on like every console around a lot of the time, as far as I'm aware. But it's a really good game. I can't believe you guys haven't played it or heard of it.
No, I'm sorry. It sounds interesting, though.
It's really good. You can probably download it on your PC for free right now, but I managed to pick it up really cheap for the Mega Drive, so I'm really happy with that.
Yeah.
I'll move on now. I've been playing Virtua Tennis 3 a bit. I did a review for it for the site.
Yes, you did.
Good game. I enjoy it. I still think I prefer the original one on the Dreamcast, though. But it's still really good fun.
How is it online? Is it pretty fun?
I've actually only had a couple of games online, and it was actually really good. I was actually impressed because when I played it, it didn't have any lag or anything like that. So it was like you're playing with someone in your room, but you had the whole screen to yourself, and also you could
turn off your microphone if you wanted them to shut up. So, yeah. If so, when I played it online, it was pretty good, yeah. I'd be happy. Well, I'd like to get into some major doubles matches or something, like get into a tournament online. But
yeah, maybe I'll have to pick it up sometime. That
might be fun. Maybe you will.
Yeah.
I've also been playing Crackdown a fair bit with you, but I'll let you talk about that.
Okay.
Playing Shining the Holy Ark on the Saturn.
Oh, okay. I never got to play that
game either. It's different to any other RPG I've played. It's a first-person RPG in a first-person mode.
Really?
Oh, and, it's not like Doom or anything where you can go anywhere. It's like on rails first-person, if that makes sense. But you've got like a big open area, and like but when you move forward, you sort of move forward, and he moves forward like a couple of steps, and then like you turn left or right. It's kind of basic in a way, but the graphics and stuff are actually really good for it. It's all like, I think the graphics are all like 2D sprites, really, but it's sort of 3D-ish sort of looking. And the game's just so much fun. It's like almost any other, like, say, a Final Fantasy type game. Like, when you get into battles, you've got a small party, and like you sort of take it in turns, you like, they sort of come forward and hit the opponent, and then come back again and stuff. But it's very unique simply because it's a first-person game, and the story's pretty good. I've actually just started it because I've never actually really got around to play it myself, so I've only really just started it. And so far the story's pretty good. It's really interesting. I don't really know what's going on right now, but yeah. So like most RPGs, basically leave you a bit confused at the beginning. So you're like, what? I'm enjoying it. I suggest anyone who's got a Saturn to try and get it. I know it's quite hard to get hold of, but it's really good.
Yeah, it is rather. I think it's more one of the more expensive Saturn games out there.
Yeah.
But I think it's like maybe like the 30 to 50
dollars. I actually picked up in Germany. I picked up in Germany about 7 years ago for 100 Deutschmarks.
Okay.
Which is,
I have no idea how much that is.
I have no idea how much that costs now because they're all in Euro. They're all in euros over there now, so. That's how long ago it was, though. They converted their currency.
Wow.
But, and also I've been playing Turtles on the Virtual Console a lot. It's the old NES Turtles.
It's the arcade one.
It's not the arcade.
No, it's not.
That was the one for... The Turtles
the
one...
arcade one. The NES port of that game was only two players.
No, it's not. It's not the arcade game.
This is like the old one on the NES, the one like the very first Turtles game, where it was like almost like a top down view in certain areas.
On the Virtual Console. Okay, I thought you were talking. Yeah,
about the not
oh, God, that game sucked.
Yeah, it did. It was hard too.
That game. Oh, dear God.
No, it's terrible. You're wrong.
Okay, I love it.
Well,
but the NES game is brilliant.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I'll tell you
why I downloaded it though. It's because I used to have it on the Spectrum, and the Spectrum version is actually slightly different to the NES one. But I've got so many good memories of playing it when I was younger, and that's why I downloaded it. And I'm still enjoying it. It's a really hot game, and I'm loving it. Yeah.
Well, at least somebody's enjoying it.
Yeah.
Suck on that.
Yeah. Well, at least you got suckered out of $5. So there you go. It wasn't $5 either. I think it was like $8, wasn't it? It was more expensive than the regular NES titles, wasn't it?
No, it's like I can't remember. I think it's like only 300.
I'm pretty sure that I read that it was more expensive than the regular Virtual Console NES games.
It was cheaper than the SNES and Mega Drive games, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, but...
Those are like $10, aren't they?
They're $8.
It converts directly, that's right.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, is that what I think that it might be was they had to pay licensing costs, and that might be one reason why they had to bump the price up a little bit, or they were just Nintendo just being greedy because they wanted to cash in on the recent Ninja Turtle hype that's going around. But I've been playing a few games too. I'm glad you are. But, okay, Graham, we know that you've been playing, like, freaking 300 games now, so I'll talk about some of the games I've been playing now. first up, though, is Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz. This is a Wii launch title, and I don't think I've played very much of the single player at all. It's been pretty much all multiplayer, because I've been trying to get my daughters into gaming. I have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old daughter, two daughters. And, but I've been trying to get them both into gaming ever since I can remember. I bought them, you know, NESs, Super Nintendos, Genesises, everything. They have all kinds of old school systems. Because I thought that if I started them out on something simple, it would be easier for them to work their way up. But no matter what, they just, for some reason, they never get into any of the games I got them. But my wife bought Super Monkey Ball for me for Christmas, and I started letting them play that, and they've fallen in love with it. And now they play the game almost daily. They absolutely love it, and they'll play it for hours on end. And so we all get in there. We get, you know, playing against each other. They have some really fun mini games, like they'll have a home run derby. They have little races. You'll snowboard. There's all kinds of different things. I think they have up to 50 different mini games. So if you want a fun, easy to get into game, you know, for people who really aren't gamers, Super Monkey Ball Banana Blitz is definitely a really good entry level game for anyone out there. So
yeah,
if you're definitely wanting a good game to get a lot of people into, or if it's just a party game, I really suggest Banana Blitz.
Also, the other single player is really good as well.
Okay, yeah, I played a bit of it, but I haven't put very much time into it, just because of the fact that every time I play it, my girls always want to play with me. Yeah. I can't.
And for anyone that wants to know, I did actually do a review of the game. It's on the site somewhere. When it first came out, I did a review of it. So.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, they can easily find it by clicking reviews in the sidebar.
Yeah,
kind of there.
Yeah,
they can do that. Next up, though, we've been, like Graham said, we have been playing quite a bit of Crackdown lately, and I was telling Graham this, that any of these sandbox games like this, I can do nothing other than just drive around killing people. I have a really hard time. It's like I have AADD or AAD only when I'm playing these games. And no matter what the mission is, I'll start the mission and I'll end up either running over prostitutes and getting busted by the cops, or doing something stupid and end up dying. And that's basically what I do in Crackdown, but I end up just collecting agility orbs like the entire time. And so I've basically done nothing much of, you know, the story. I haven't killed very many of the bosses or anything like that. I've just been basically building my character up. So that's what we've been doing in Crackdown, and that's what we've been playing.
Are you gonna tell your story?
No, I'm gonna save that later on, because we're not telling it. We'll get to that another time. Next up though is our contest, and this week we're gonna give away Shining Force Exa on the PS2. This is the review copy that Sega sent us. So as promised, whatever review copies we get in, we're gonna give them away to our readers and our listeners. So this week, all you have to do is just tell us what you thought of this week's Nerdcast. Tell us what you thought of the new features. If you like them or hate them, just be honest. We want to know. Basically, just in the main site, if you look under this week's article for the Nerdcast, just post it in there, and we'll get back to you in about a week. Next weekend, we'll draw the the names, and we'll announce the winner in next week's Nerdcast. So we'll get that out to you quickly. Now we're winding down. So we talked about the flashback. We went into Shenmue. Next week we're going to be reviewing Sonic 3 on the Genesis. So we'll be playing that this week. Also, one thing I want to tell you guys to start looking out for are some mini retro reviews. And Graham, this was your idea, so I want you to tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Basically, the idea is that right now we haven't got that many reviews on the website, and we'd like to get more out. The problem is that we've all got like other jobs, we've got families and stuff. We can't have actually that whole day to spend working on the site, so we only have a little time each night. And yeah. So basically what we mainly do is we just put the news out and maybe we do some of the features, but we want to get some more reviews out. So one way we're doing this is rather than writing out a really long review, which can actually take quite a lot of time depending on how well you write it, it can take a couple of hours sometimes if you get lost in it completely, we want to try and like shorten down the reviews, make it really nice and quick for us to write, but also nice and quick for you guys to read, so you can like literally read it in like a couple of minutes, and you can get a fairly good opinion about the game. And so we're going to have pretty short, stripped-down opinions of the games. We're not going into too much detail about like the storyline or anything. We might mention a quick bit about like the basic background, so we won't go into all the detail of the history of the game or anything like that, which sometimes we do in reviews. We're just going to go through like the graphics, the gameplay, the sound, whatever, the main points. I think it's like five main points we go through. Right, like jot that down quickly and then get that out to you, so hopefully you guys can read it really quickly and we can get it out quickly to you so we can pump out some decent reviews.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the basic idea.
I think hopefully they'll like this new thing. I think it'll be yeah. Good, especially for what we're wanting to accomplish. I think it's a pretty good feature coming up.
We have actually got one mini retro review out there right now just to see what people can think of it. I did it myself. I can't remember what game I did it on, actually. It's pretty bad. But, if people want to comment on it at all, just to say what they think of their whole general layout, that's what it's up there for right now.
Okay. Yeah, so go check it out if you can find it. Graham doesn't even know what game we're reviewing.
Click on the search. They've got a little search bar. You can type in.
We'll throw it in the show notes.
We'll
throw a link to it. Make it easy. The Nerd Bag, we announced this earlier in the beginning of the Nerdcast. What we want to do is just have you guys send us questions, comments, anything that you want to talk to us about, and we'll read them on the Nerdcast. So send us. Those, you can do that by looking in the sidebar at the very top. We have a little link that says send us tips, and we just click that. You fill out a form, and it will email directly to us, and we'll get it, read it, and we'll try to answer it on the Nerdcast. So that was this week's Nerdcast. I want you guys to stick with us because we have some really awesome things in store in the next few months. We'll be flipping the entire video game blogging thing on its head. We're going to be doing some really cool things. I think we have some exciting things in store. We'll be doing some new and innovative things, at least I think. So keep checking back with us, keep listening, and have a nice week, fellas.
Okay.
Peace.
Peace out, and don't smoke when you're pregnant.
Good gracious, is it that time already? Said Slughorn. You better get going, boys, or we'll all be in trouble.